up the heat on Trump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There are multiple reports the Justice Department is investigating the former president's attempts to overturn election results and his conduct around the Capitol riot. Attorney General Merrick Garland tells NBC News,
"We intend to hold everyone, anyone who was criminally responsible for the events surrounding January 6th.
The former president keeps pushing back.
They really want to damage me so I can no longer go back to work for you. And I don't think that's going to happen."
Telling a group of conservatives on his first trip back to Washington from leaving office, "The establishment is corrupt, the election was a disgrace, and the House committee also investigating him are thugs. Hundreds of people have been charged for taking part in the riot. Yesterday, a D.C. man who assaulted police with a metal pole at the Capitol was sentenced to 63 months in prison. A British national who's also an American citizen has just been released on bail in Iran, though he'll wear an electronic bracelet. Morad Tabaz was arrested in 2018, got 10 years in an Iranian prison accused of working for the U.S. as a spy. There will be another attempt today trying to lower surging inflation.
Obviously, the high prices are hitting Americans very hard.
But National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says we're better off than other countries.
It is different from some places that are facing famine, for example.
The Federal Reserve is expected to implement another interest rate hike today, maybe 0.75 percentage point, which will drive up the cost of getting a loan or paying off debt. None of us got lucky last night. So Mega Millions is now Mega Billion.
The next Mega Millions jackpot just jumped to an estimated $1.02 billion. Lotto fever's been spreading since the last Mega Millions winner on April 15th, driving up ticket sales and the jackpot.
That's Fox's Carmen Roberts. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
This could be the day President Biden takes another COVID test, and if it's negative this time, he can go back to the Oval Office.
Meeting virtually with leaders from a South Korean conglomerate, President Biden said he was feeling good.
"I'm feeling great. I hope it comes across that way as well. I hope I look as great as I feel here."
President Biden's physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, says the president's symptoms have almost completely resolved after a five-day course on the antiviral drug Paxlovid. Today does mark the end of a CDC-recommended five-day isolation period for the president. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Tomorrow, the president is supposed to have talks with China's leader. Amid more tension over Taiwan, which China considers its territory, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is reportedly planning a trip to Taiwan next month. And speaking of China,
Republicans on the Senate Homeland Security Committee released a report Tuesday saying China's been targeting Federal Reserve employees. One of those workers said to have been detained four times during a trip to Shanghai, with Chinese officials threatening the individual's family unless the individual provided them with economic information. It also said other Federal Reserve employees had close ties to the People's Bank of China. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell disputed many of the findings, saying in a letter to one senator he's troubled by what he believes to be unsubstantiated insinuations about staffers. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, we could see stocks rise at the opening bell. Dow futures up more than 100 points, though yesterday there was selling. The Dow and the Nasdaq both dropped about 220 points. Price of gas down a 43rd straight day, another 2 cents now. 71 cents off the record high from last month, though still $1.15 more than a year ago. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.